Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Tim. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I want to share some few things with you today, and our subject for today is no more curse, no more curse. You see, on the day that Adam partook of that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, when God came in, God said certain things to Adam and his wife, as well as the serpent. But I want you to see what God said to Adam, okay? Now, that is written in Genesis chapter 3. From verse 17, he says, "Unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life." Then verse 18 says, "Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto thy ground. For out of it was thou taken, for thus thou art, and unto thus thou shalt return." Hallelujah. Now God pronounced a curse, not on man. He pronounced a curse on the ground. He says, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake." He says, "Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth for you. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread." You see, so man was put into a state of suffering. The Bible says that the earth began to bear thorns and thistles because God did not create thorns and thistles. Thorns and thistles were a sign of what the earth had become. The earth had been subjected into bondage, as the scriptures say. And man was to sweat every single day of his life. Oh, many are the labors of man in this world. Every day he goes around seeking what he will eat. God didn't design it like that. God designed man to enjoy his creation. Because if you look at Adam's life, Adam was created when everything had been made. God did everything. He made all things beautiful before he brought Adam. But because of Adam's sin, everything was turned upside down. Adam had to now produce for himself. But there's something remarkable that we see in Jesus' life when he came. When you read in Matthew chapter 27, let me read from verse 28, it will be 9 from verse 28. He says that, "And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe." Now this is when Jesus was arrested and he was being beaten and all those wrong things were being done to him. Verse 29 says, "And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews." Now they plaited a crown of thorns and they put it upon his head. When Jesus came, as he was going through the sufferings, a crown of thorns was put upon his head. What does that mean? Those thorns and thistles that grew the day Adam sinned. And when God cursed the ground for Adam's sake, that same thorns and thistles were put into a form of a crown and placed upon Jesus' head. What does that mean? That means that Jesus has taken the curse of the ground, the curse that was placed upon the ground for man's sake, upon his head. He has carried it and he has died with it. Oh, hallelujah. Meaning that you don't need to struggle again in life because there's no more curse. You don't need to work so hard and get something small. The work of your hand is blessed now that you are born again. Because you are born again, you are in a different light altogether. Everything that you touch succeeds. I want you to go around today thinking and knowing that everything that you do is a success because the curse is no more. Well, the ground might be cursed for those who are in the world, but not for you. You are no more in that life. You are a child of God now. And because you are a child of God now, Jesus has carried every single thing for you. He has carried that crown of thorns for you. Oh, hallelujah. Now, go to Galatians chapter 3. And I want us to read verse 13. It emphasizes some more. He says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Oh, hallelujah. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. What tree is that? The cross. Jesus hung on the cross for you and I. And the curse was upon him. Oh, hallelujah. Then he says in verse 14, "That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." That the blessing of Abraham, what is the blessing of Abraham? God told Abraham, "I'm blessing you for you to be a blessing to nations." And Abraham became a blessing. Abraham was blessed with silver, with gold, with precious stones, with cattle, with sheep, with every single thing, because the curse of the ground was not in his life. And he transmitted the same thing to his son Isaac and to all the other sons that came after. You are blessed, my brothers and sisters. There is no more curse for you. You are free from the curse of the ground because Jesus has carried that curse for you. Go around in life thinking today and knowing that you are no more cursed. The ground is not cursed for your sake. You are the blessed of God in Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. Have a blissful day. God bless you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.